running on themes of overturning health care reform, among others. One of Wisconsin's U.S. Democratic representatives who has worked hard on behalf of that reform is 2nd District Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin. She joins us now, and thanks very much for doing so.
It's a pleasure.
Well, what is your reaction to the House losing the Democratic majority?
Well, obviously, I'm very disappointed. However, I have served in the minority before, and I know that I can be quite effective if indeed the new governing party wants to rise to the occasion and help face the challenges that our nation faces. They really have a choice, and that choice is whether they're going to spend the next 2 years trying to present obstacles to President Obama's agenda, trying to deprive him of a second term, or whether they are actually going to rise to the occasion and help us pull together to respond to the very real challenges and struggles our nation faces right now.
Right out of the chute, the former seems to be exactly what they're interested and intent on doing.
It's so disappointing to hear their leadership talk immediately about repealing various things and trying to deprive the administration of any future successes on very important issues that face our nation. And I think it is going to be a very difficult 2 years if that is what the new Republican majority chooses to do. We have such serious issues that we're facing. My constituents, many who want to work and are still looking for work, job creation does have to remain a central focus. And of course, seeing through the successful implementation of the health care reform bill is a tall order that needs our attention.
What might this mean for health care reform? Because I understand that House Republicans are already vowing to kill that legislation and kind of doing it in a small death kind of way, nuisance bills all the way through, knowing that the president would veto this. What might this mean to the reform itself as it stands?
Well, certainly they're going to have the power to